Hey there.
Hey, Daniel, this is Spencer calling back from Local Splash.
Yeah, I just got the truck loaded up, and I just opened up the thing in Safari for the Local Splash terms of experience.
Okay.
I'm clicking the checks right now.
Okay, perfect. And while you do that, I'm just going to verify some of your business information just to make sure what we have now is accurate. And if you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the business name is the Valley Outdoor Services, LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address is 9119 Merritt Avenue, Southeast,
yeah.
Snoqualmie,
yep.
Washington, 98065.
Yeah.
By the way, would you like us to just hide this address, or is it okay to publish it online?
Yeah, hide that address.
Okay, will do. And just wanted to confirm if you're licensed, insured, or have a business registration.
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured.
All right, perfect. All right, and by the way, something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. And it allows you to track and manage all the calls that are coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you'll know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. And you will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterwards so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. So all the calls are still going directly to your number, ending in 8421. So we went ahead and created a call tracking phone number, and we did send you an email regarding that. Did you happen to receive that? I believe we sent that back in April 22nd.
A number with the call tracking number?
I can go ahead and send that to you right now. That way, it would just be on top of your inbox.
Yeah. You can have one that's like half of it. One, whatever you want. Also on the thing for me to check off all the boxes, it won't let me like click the orange square. Like I can't zoom out and click it.
Oh, okay. And because you're doing this on your phone, right? Will you be able to do it on a desktop later today?
I would have to do it at like 8 p.m.
Well, that's fine.
Okay,
as
yeah,
long
I can
as
do it again.
Okay, no worries then. All right. And, so I'm going to go ahead and resend the email for the call tracking phone number because there's going to be two numbers that has to be saved to your contacts. That way you would know if the lead that's coming in is from our marketing campaign. And at the same time, every time you get a call through the call tracking phone number, you will also receive the customer's true number and true name. So I just sent that.
Okay.
Just let me know if you received it already.
No, I haven't received Yeah, I think.
You got it? Okay. All right, so once you pull up that email, there's going to be two numbers that needs to be saved. The first one would be the call tracking phone number itself, the 206-737-3875. So we suggest to save that number in your contacts as local leads. That way you will be able to identify it every time you get a potential customer calling you. And the next one will be the one close to the bottom, the text notification, the 702-487-9249. And make sure not to block this number so you would continue to receive notifications. So we recommend saving this number as lead notifications. This is where you will get SMS letting you know the name and true number of the person calling you. So in case you missed those calls, you will still be able to reach out to them. All right. All right, so this time we will now go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I'm just going to go over some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business, and just let me know if you want to remove or add any other keywords so I can make the proper adjustments.